Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode. I'm just so happy to share my podcast with you guys and so grateful that so many of you resonate and really value my voice and my insights, and it just means so much to me. So I'm really excited for today's episode. I just got inspired real quickly by some sort of TikTok I saw, and my man is out of the house. So I was like, perfect. I don't need to be like, put on headphones so you're not listening to me. Like, my podcast is for the girls. Like, I'll literally be like, don't listen to me, go in the other room. So let's talk today about death of the chill girl. Stop trying to be the chill girl. Stop trying to be the cool girl. It's not a vibe. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's going to make you unfulfilled. And the only reason you're acting that way is because you think your desires don't matter, because you are in this pick me energy where you're denying yourself and putting men on a pedestal, and where you feel that you need to deny your needs to be chosen. Right? So there's so many subtle levels of the chill girl energy, and none of them are cool. None of them are a vibe, okay? None of them are a vibe. Let's just get that straight out. So, but there's a lot of subtle ways of being the chill girl. So one of them is, you know, feeling like you can't ask for clarification really early on in the relationship. Like, what are we doing? What are you into? What are you looking for? And if he's like, let's just see where things go. He's not into you. He is not into you. And even if he somehow magically asked you to be his girlfriend, you would have a really unfulfilling relationship where you're in this power dynamic, where you're putting him on a pedestal, where he feels that he's the king of the castle who's chosen you and you're some, you know, peasant. No. So from very early on, he is the one who should be courting you, really excited to date you. And if he's not doing that, you shouldn't even really need to ask. You should just ditch that situation. But if you feel like you need clarification, ask. Why are you being chill? Why are we thinking that we can't ask? Oh my gosh, hold on, Jeremiah texted me. Okay. He said he'll be back home in 30 minutes. So we got 30 minutes to talk. Okay. So you don't need to pretend like if you don't state your needs, if you don't ask and clarify and be very honest and transparent about what you're looking for from the very beginning, you're going to live a really unfulfilled life, and you're going to end up with a man who's able to exploit your vulnerability, exploit the fact that you won't stand up for yourself, and exploit the fact that you're looking for his validation. I think a lot of the chill girl syndrome is just looking for male validation. It's just like pick me energy, right? And then let's talk about another version of the chill girl. This actually can just turn into a podcast of basically things that are not normal that we have normalized and that literally are not normal. So another one is men complimenting other women or you know, something like looking, having wandering eyes. That is normalized, and only a chill, pick-me girl will accept that. If you are a woman who is not looking for male validation and you are standing in your power and you are not out of your body and you're in your body and you know your worth, you're not going to put up with some bullshit like that. So let's stop normalizing that. A man who really values and respects you, and also who values and respects himself, is a man who values deep, deep, deep commitment and devotion to his woman. He will never be, you know, having this weird energy where he's staring at other girls in public or having wandering eyes. That is so disrespectful. And it means that he's a low quality dusty. And then let's talk about, also if he's complimenting other women to you. For me, I show this standard from very early on. So if a man tries to tell me, like in the beginning of asking, who's your celebrity crush, or, you know, something like, no, that doesn't fly with me. So I say, no, I'm not interested in hearing that because that violates my standards and boundaries. Sorry, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to allow you to tell me the women that you're sexually attracted to. It's not going to happen. You know, so kind of like setting that standard from the very beginning. And then a lot of men really aren't used to this. So he can be a really good man, but you just need to make sure that you communicate this boundary. And then what he does with it shows you the level of quality that he is. So your standards and boundaries are never about trying to change a man. They're always about saying what you are and are not going to accept, and then allowing them to do what they will or won't with that, and then you moving how you need to move based on that information. So I need XYZ. This is my boundary, XYZ. And then seeing if he can rise to it or not. And then based on that information, you either leave or don't. So boundaries are not ever to, you know, manipulate anyone or to change anyone. They're to allow someone to rise to your standards, or for someone who can already meet them. So to just allow someone to rise to them or meet them. And then if not, it's information for you on who you don't go around anymore. Right. So it's really just information for you. So you can say, you know, in the beginning of dating someone, and obviously you don't have to say it that stern. You can be like, oh, honestly, I'm not comfortable about talking about women that you're interested in or any other women besides me. I find that to be really disrespectful. And that doesn't make me comfortable. That makes me feel really uncomfortable. And I just don't tolerate that, you know, and that, you know, you say that in whatever authentic way for you, but don't apologize for it and just be stern with it and set that standard from the very beginning. And I feel like a lot of men are actually craving women to actually set standards, but because they can get away with everything, like they don't actually respect women that they can get away with everything with, the same way that we don't respect men that we can walk all over. We might date them, we might even marry them, but we don't actually have a deep respect for them. You know, no one's going to respect someone that they can walk all over. It's just not going to happen, because then all of their wounds, all of their shadows, all of their bad behaviors can come to the forefront and they're not being held accountable. And so really set your standards and set what you're not comfortable with from the very beginning. That also looks like with dates, you know. Not every woman, it's really just about what that woman wants to do, right? So set your standards very early on. It just weeds out people. When you're out of this chill girl energy, you weed out men very easily, and that's a positive. That's a benefit. You want to weed out men who cannot meet your standards. Chill girls don't want to weed out any men because their worth and value depends on being picked by men. Women in their power do not need to be picked by men to feel worthy. So you can set your standards, set your boundaries, set the tone, and whoever doesn't fall in line there is allowed to just fall away. That's the point. So with dates, you know, whatever you're looking for, if a man, for example, chill girls let go 50-50 on the first date, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You're setting yourself up for failure. So, you know, allow yourself to stand in your needs and your boundaries and your desires. Like, the chill girl epidemic is basically an epidemic of women who are so disconnected from themselves and their needs and their desires and their power that they're willing to stifle and contort themselves to be chosen, to be considered valuable by men, right? By low quality men, because only low quality men find women like that valuable. So yeah, with dates and stuff, just have standards that you can hold. And I remember someone asking me in my DMs, they said, you know, how do you stop looking for validation from men? And you stop looking for validation from men. I'll tell you the way that I did it was I went celibate and I stopped talking to men for 2 years. For women, it is going to have to be drastic. Because we have literally been conditioned to constantly crave male validation from the ages that we were literally like 7 years old. Imagine yourself when you were 13 years old. You're just wanting so bad to be chosen by the boys at school, and they're kind of making fun of you, or they're kind of being mean to you, and you just are trying to do everything just to be picked and just to be chosen. And so many of us from the ages of 13 to the day we die, they will never take a break and reprogram their nervous system to get out of that space. So it's about reprogramming your nervous system and allowing the part of you that craves male validation and needs it to die. It has to die off. And the only way to do that is to remove your attachment, the things that reinforce your attachment to that space, to that frequency in your life, and to replace it with something new. So for example, I knew that I would not be able to get out of this space of for me, it was more codependency and always in long-term relationships. And for me, I knew I wouldn't be able to get there if I didn't stop completely texting or talking to men at all. And the comfort in that is that I knew that the only men that I would attract and the only men that I would be dating or talking to at that point would be men that are not actually the man that I'm supposed to be with. I knew that I had bigger and better things in my life coming for me. And I knew that the men that I was going to be engaging as a default with at that point in my life were going to reflect back to me my inner wounds. They were going to reflect back to me the lack of work that I had done at that point. They were going to reflect back to me my low standards. And they were going to reflect back to me all of these wounded parts of me that I no longer wanted to feed. So if you no longer want to feed that, you have to actively allow that part of you to shed, to die, and to embody and step into the next part of your life. So for a lot of women, that's going to look like taking a long period where you are not looking for male validation. And I, just to be honest with you guys, texting a guy who you're not actually going to date just because you're bored is looking for male validation. Engaging with men who are not an extremely high quality man and who is not going to really be that man for you. If that's what you're wanting, if your heart craves a committed relationship and you're engaging with these men that aren't that, that means that you crave male validation and you can't stand on your own. The antidote to craving male validation and succumbing to that is being able to stand in your worthiness on your own. And the only way to do that is if you take the time and the effort to pour into yourself and fall in love with your own solitude. It is literally the only way. You must fall in love with your solitude and you must do the deep inner work that builds that trust within you. And you can, in coaching with me, I do this with my coaching clients. I have a 3-month program, small little plug, but you can go to my website at Victoria Duvall and you can book your free intro session. But yeah, so you have to do the deep inner work and you have to cultivate a deep and an unmoving sense of self. And when you cannot be moved in your sense of self and you know yourself and you love yourself and you're comfortable alone, you no longer crave anything to validate you because you are already validated. And you no longer crave or desire to be in situations with men that cannot meet you in your fullness. And that the only way to get out of that space is doing the deep inner work. That's it. And I know that a lot of people nowadays, these kind of things are like buzzwords, and people want to get out of, they want to, you know, visualize their way out of, into a totally new reality. You visualize it, sure, like the way I had the visualization, but then you got to put in the work. Then you have to do the practical and serious things that pull you out of that space. That looks like letting go of anyone who reinforces your wounds. That may be friends, that may be people. That means no longer going in spaces that don't actually nourish you. Does going out and drinking every weekend nourish your soul? Maybe it does for you. For me, no. No, it didn't. And I knew that. And so I had to make drastic changes in my life to allow myself to step into the next version of myself, right? So it doesn't just come easy. And the thing is, you know, actually, let me just say, it actually is easy. The funny part is it's very easy. All that it takes is actually choosing the things that make you more comfortable. So the thing is, it's actually extremely easy, because when you choose these things, they're actually things that make your heart and your body and your nervous system feel more comfortable and more safe. The hard part is just allowing yourself to release the attachments to the way that you were showing up when you were in survival mode or in this wounded space, or when you were just coming from a space that doesn't really nourish your soul. For me, that looked like I stopped drinking. I went alkaline vegan. I went celibate. I stopped. I went on a complete, my celibacy was a male hiatus. I did not engage with men. I did not talk to them. I did not date them. I did not, you know, interact with them or do anything looking for men for around 2 years. Right. So that can look like any period of time for you, but an intentional period of time, minimum 6 months, that you really commit to yourself. And the thing is, it's easy because you're going to fall in love with it. It's impossible to not if you're actually doing the right steps and really committing to yourself, and make all you're doing is making your life more aligned with you, more aligned with your heart, better and more comfortable and easier. It doesn't have these, it's like people are, we're addicted to these ups and downs and this chaos and this, you know, always feeling like shit. Like, you get drunk and you go out with your friends until 4 a.m. And by friends, I mean girls that you go out with, but that aren't actually, you know, nourishing to your soul. And that actually is kind of hard, to be honest. It's hard to stay in that space. It requires you to contort yourself and to be miserable and to live a life half lived and to be unfulfilled. But when you truly choose yourself, it actually is quite easy. The further that you get, the more steps that you take. And then you're not able to be manipulated. You're no longer vulnerable to abuse. You're no longer able to be, your wounds are no longer able to run the show in your life and control the people that you date and the spaces that you go into and your mental space. You're able to live a life of equanimity where you are completely comfortable and secure in yourself, and you're able to move through life's different changes, the emotions of sorrow or joy or whatever, with equanimity inside, right? So that's quite easy. Right. So it just takes that dedication and that determination to yourself. So no longer looking for male validation. Basically, all that I'm trying to say is just pour into yourself and let the part of you that's coming from this wounded space. Because if you're looking for male validation, you don't know your own worth. So let the part of you that doesn't know her own worth shed that girl. Love that girl and give that girl so much love and unconditional acceptance and understanding, but shed her and step into an empowered woman, and the empowered woman that's waiting for you, that's no longer waiting for a guy to text her at 1 a.m. or getting into these abusive and toxic relationships, or, you know, letting shit slide that should not slide. You know, allow your voice to be rediscovered and to be strong and to be powerful. feminine women, women who are in their femininity, must be in their power with their boundaries. You cannot be in your femininity if you are not in your boundaries, right? If you do not know, have standards and uphold them. And it's different to have standards versus to actually uphold them. If you would just have standards, those are just wishes. But if you uphold them, that's actually creating a life that's healthy and nourishing for you. And makes you feel alive. And so all of this chill girl crap, all of this chill girl crap is basically just girls, right, who don't know their own worth and are so desperate to be chosen or to, as the girls say, keep a man. There's nothing valuable or exciting or fun about keeping a man who is of low quality, who hurts your heart. A man who actually loves you and is devoted to you will not hurt your heart. He's going to be committed to protecting your heart. That's the part of the providing and protecting that is so easily forgotten. It's like the part where he's supposed to be protecting your heart and providing a safe space for your heart. And you're supposed to be able to trust him 1,000,000,000%. And I saw this little TikTok thing the other day, and these girls were, what were they doing? It was just, I was like, oh my gosh, these, come on girls, we got to get it together. But these girls were, or this girl and this guy, I'm sure you guys have seen it, like went viral, and a lot of girls that I am mutuals with have been talking about it. But he checks out this girl and she checks out the girl with him. And then they like dab or whatever, dab it up, or however the kids say, dab it up or dab each other. I don't know what the kids are saying these days. But you know, that is the epitome of the chill girl. And all that girl is her heart is so sad, and all that she wants is to just be chosen by this man who knows that all she wants is to be chosen. He knows that she has low self-worth, and so he will abuse and use that. And he will never respect her, right? Because she allows him to indulge in his lowest version of himself. And a man cannot respect a woman like that. Men respect women who require their best and who require their most integral space and their most integral version of themselves, their most devoted and committed and integral version of themselves. The chill girl, let's talk about another thing a chill girl does. She waits 15 years to get married to a man. We're not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore. Why are we doing that, right? Why are we doing that? We're doing that because we, again, are in this chill girl space, this space where we're denying our needs. We feel like we can't ask, you know, what's going on, or, you know, the thing is, that's an example of women are afraid to leave. Why are we afraid to leave? Because we don't know ourselves, and we're so disconnected from ourselves, and we're afraid of being alone because we have no sense of self-worth and we have no sense of sovereignty. And all of the things that I said before will be the antidote to that. You know, the 2 years or the deep, deep commitment to yourself and the working on yourself, my coaching program, like all of these things will take you out of that space. However, ladies, please understand that, again, we are the choosers, right? Men, this is not nature. Men court us. We choose which men we are going to go with, man we are going to go with. Even marrying men, I commented this on TikTok, and I was shocked at the level of idiocy. I commented something, it was something about, like, you know, choosing, like, women hold the power to decide, and natural selection, like, we hold that power because we select who we're going to mate with. So we can absolutely let the old paradigm of men that are low quality die off if we refuse to mate with them, if we refuse to date them, if we refuse to partner with them. They will die off and they will evolve so that they can be chosen. That is nature. Okay, so first of all, and that can't work if we have so many pick me girls letting those men not die off, right? So we need those men to die off so that a new, amazing, high standard, high quality version of men can blossom into this earth. And they're already blossoming for the women who are choosing it, who are only requiring that, who are requiring only that from their men. Those women are getting it, like me. The women who require that are receiving it. Right? So you have to require it to receive it. You have to reject everything that's not that to receive it. But let's talk about the girls who wait, you know, 20 years to get married. I just saw something on Instagram, and it was like, I don't know who he is, some guy named Mustard. I guess he's a DJ or a rapper or something like that. And a girl that is married to him or something. Apparently, she's his baby mama, and she dated him for 10 years and then probably was begging for a ring. And then he married her, right? And then they get married, and he divorced her after 1 year. And then she says, you know, I've devoted 12 years of my life to you. Like, fuck, like, this sucks. Yeah. So, yeah, that does suck. And you know how that can be prevented? Not sticking around for 12 years when a man doesn't want to marry you, right? So if you have the desire to be married as a woman, right? For me, I have the desire to be married. Make that known up front and start dating men who are very excited to marry you. You are not going, for example, my man is very excited to marry me. He talks about it all the time, you know, talks about the arrangements that he's making. He's excited to marry me, and not some, you know, excited in the future. This is only for younger kids. If they, you know, maybe talking, you know, in the future, oh my God, I can't wait in 5 years. Maybe we'll get married if you're like 17 or something. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about adults who you get into a relationship. And men do not take more than 2 years to know if they to actually propose to you. They do not take more than 2 years to propose to you, right? But what you really need to do is state your desires up front. But what it really is getting out of the pick me energy and standing in your worth, because from that space, you will not date a man who is not excited to marry you. Like, there's no such thing as dating for like 3 years and then being like, is he going to propose or not? Like, he might, you know, in another 3 years or something, once he realizes there's nothing else out there and he's not really excited, but he just feels like he has to. He might, but that's not a prize. That's not something to be celebrated. What's to be celebrated is a devoted man who is ready to devote his entire life to you and commit to you in the highest way. And he is so excited to make that commitment to you. That's the type of man that you want to date. That's the type of man that you want to commit to. All that you have to do is just wait for that man and just decide that you will not have anything less than that, and cultivate your deep inner sense of self-worth so that anything less than that is unacceptable to you. Start dating men who are excited to be with you, excited to commit to you, excited to devote to you, excited to marry you. And if they're not, leave them. Okay, guys, so we're going to stop the episode here because Jeremiah just came home / I said pretty much everything that I wanted to say. So I hope that was helpful for you guys, and I will see you guys on my next podcast episode. And you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Victoria Duvall, and you can follow my Instagram, my TikTok at Victoria Duvall. And then you can also schedule a free coaching call with me on my website at victoriaduvall.com and see if my 3-month program is right for you. So I will talk to you guys soon, and all right, bye guys. Mwah.